Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Curly
went to a house and baseball note I had to leave early.
Really sleazy. On the fan,
the Mets are in first place. Is that
that is not a note, although
I feel like it is a note.
No, they were expected to be good. You know who's freaking crazy good is Detroit.
I know Detroit, I want to say a couple days ago, were tied for the best record in the bigs.
Damn, dude.
I think the Dodgers have overtaken them since, but
stupid Dodgers.
Let me take a look. No, they have the same record. Well, I guess technically the Dodgers are half a game up. So the Tigers have, by half a game, have the second best record in Major League Baseball.
Be kind of a fun playoffs with the, you know, if you get the Tigers in there. Although, mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you care about the Tigers?
No, but I think in Detroit makes for an interesting, yeah, it makes for an interesting little
Rock
thing.
City.
Yeah, you got Yankees hanging around.
Well, the Cubbies mm-hmm. are winning the NL Central.
Our Mariners.
Yeah, I mean,
they lost four in a row. Giants have come back down to earth a little bit. They can't score runs.
No, my note is about the Rockies. And I don't know how many people are following because
I
it's early.
I don't think many. Paya! They are 7-34.
Yeah, they have 7 wins, 34 losses, which for those of you who can't do math or don't want to do math, they are on pace for 28 wins. That would be a record of 28-134.
What is the all-time losingest?
Well, it just happened last year.
Last year, the White Sox were the losingest team of all time?
Yes.
And wasn't it by a decent margin? Like a couple games? Like it wasn't, didn't come down to the last day, did it?
I don't think it did.
Yeah, I think they like got it comfortably.
And by the way, they stink again this year, but they've won 12 games.
They're rolling.
12-29. I mean, my God. Break them up.
So, no, the White Sox last year set the all-time record, 121 losses. Mm. The Rockies are on pace for 134.
That's insane.
It is insane. And they've already fired their manager. Bud Black got fired.
Because that's the problem. That Bud Black was the problem. What, they're bringing in Hurdle, right?
They did.
I think that's...
they brought in Clint Hurdle?
I think Clint
no,
Hurdle.
No, Hurdle's back there. He's not manager. They moved him to, like, the interim bench coach after they moved the bench coach up or something. Oh, but Hurdle is back in Colorado, just not as the interim.
Oh, I thought he had taken over.
The Rockies' interim manager is Warren Schaefer.
Yeah, who? Good old Warren.
Of the Schaefer family.
He was previously the third base coach, and then you're right, Clint Hurdle... He had been appointed interim hitting coach, became the bench coach. So don't worry, under the watchful eye of Warren Schaefer and Clint Hurdle, everything is fine.
Well, they just lost 21-0 the other night to the Padres.
Yeah.
And then didn't they give him a vote of confidence? And then they turfed him the next day?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
If you're going to get turfed, 21-0 will probably do that.
I have a buddy who lives in Denver, tells me he's a big sports fan, and he's like, dude, you don't know bad ownership until you've seen the Rockies owners. Yeah. And I don't know what their story is, but they're bad.
They have a negative run differential. Do you have this in front of you?
I saw it today. It's like minus 129.
129.
Yeah.
Those same crappy White Sox, by the way, it's 12-29, which is the second worst team. They have negative 35. Negative
100 runs worth.
129?
Yeah, it's crazy. But this is the era of sports, right? That we're in the era, like, the teams are tanking. Pays to suck extraordinarily bad. I mean, this is what the Astros did.
Yeah, but not to this level, right? I mean, you don't have to go to this level.
Is
what's going on in Colorado? Because the Astros said it. The Astros are like, hey. And remember, they came out and, like, apologized. They're like, please stick with us. I just think the Rockies just suck. I'm not certain that this is, like, a planned out suck, like with the Astros. I just think they suck. Those are two different things.
That could be fair, because they have called up a lot of young guys, and they're really, really bad. Like, these are supposed to be the guys that they have been building towards.
And they're terrible.
They're not very good. They suck. It's not that they're not very good. The other thing, too, is, like, the White Sox lost 121 games last year. They didn't get the number one pick. So it's very similar to what happens in the NBA, or what happened in the NBA this year and last year. It's like, it's crazy. These teams are you know, hitting the bottom of the toilet.
Yeah.
And they're still not getting the top picks.
Although, to be fair, it's like, especially in the NBA, very rarely, I can't say very rarely, but it is not uncommon for the best player in the draft to not be the number one pick. I mean, sometimes you get the generational guy, the Wemby, but I mean, most drafts you look through, the best player can be anywhere from 2 to 11, and I would say the same thing about Major League Baseball. So this idea that tanking doesn't work, I'm going to push back on that. I mean, a Blazer fan, like, oh, you know, the Mavericks, you know, okay, you're going to, the one time, right, the Mavericks jump, but you look at all the teams that were in front of you in the draft, from San Antonio to Philadelphia to Charlotte, they were all worse than you. So yes, you didn't get the number one pick by being the worst team in the league, but you certainly got a top five or six pick, and I would much rather have the fourth pick than I certainly would the 11th. So even if you don't end up with the number one pick, it always behooves you to have a higher pick if you're sucking.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can control that part.
Yes.
At least. So you can give yourself the best chance.
But you still have to evaluate, and you still have to be able to accrue talent, and you still have to be able to develop it. I mean, give the Astros credit. When they went through that crappy run, they came out on the other side with some, I mean, from Altuve to Springer, I mean, they did a nice job of evaluating guys and then and paid to keep them around.
And they didn't really, it didn't really last that long, did it?
I want to say they went through a 4 or 5 year stretch where it was pretty bad. I mean, they were on the cover of SI, and they, because I remember they came out and publicly said,
ooh,
we are doing this, so hang with us.
So they lost.
Yeah, the SI cover was like a 3 year prediction. They're like, here's your 20 whatever champions, and it was 3 years in advance.
And they came out on the other side as one of the best teams in baseball. Cheating bastards, but one of the best.
So they
teams.
Lost in the World Series in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they kind of wallowed for 5 years where they won in between 74 and 89 games.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they tanked. Okay, so 2011, they won 56. The next year, they won 55. The year after that, they won 51.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started trending up, and they won the World Series within the next four seasons.
Yeah.
So it was three really, really bad seasons. And one other one where they won 70, and then they were in the playoffs. So it was really just 4 years.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is not that long. No. That's what it takes.
Well, and that's, as someone points out, the Astros had a plan when they sucked. The Rockies have no plan or clue.
I have concepts of a plan.
I can handle a tank. I can even handle several years of a tank, as long as there is a clear message and a strategy. What's problematic is, like, when you can't pick a lane, Blazers, and you are just in this weird, are we tanking? Are we not? You know, we haven't really accrued any sort of real difference makers, but now we're saying we're out of the tank. And if you're going to go through the pain, you better get something on the other end. And what Colorado's doing, that's just garbage. Like the Orioles were a pretty good team, and they went through it, and they accrued a bunch of young talent. Now, all of a sudden, that has kind of gone off the rail, and they suck this year. But look at the job they did over a handful of years, acquiring exciting young talent. May not work out, but at least there was a plan, and they brought those guys up, and for a moment, it looked like they had something going.
So the Rockies have won seven games. They are on pace for 134 losses.
Let's take a look. So they've lost, how much is their average? What are they losing by? So they've lost, let's see if my math is correct. So for they've lost 27 games, right?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
No.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess the win differential between wins and losses would be
29,
would be
34. It's they're losing by almost 4 runs a game.
4 runs a game.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. It really is.
I mean, I guess if you're just that bad, it's not.
Here's
you
the question.
That a lot, but that's a big margin a lot of the time.
Who's their best player?
Is Chris Bryant still there?
He is not. Well, I think he is, but he's not playing. He's hurt again. Whatever happened to that guy?
Oh, I think he just fell off.
Boy, what a freaking fall from... Like, he didn't even have great... Like, he wasn't even...
He was good with the Chicago and won a World Series.
Okay,
he was good.
He had, like, one good year, dude.
I don't know if he had one good year.
Look it up, bro.
All right, I am going to look it up, brosif. They gave away... why can't I think of... Nolan Arenado. They gave him away.
Yeah, they'd send him to St. Louis.
For nothing. Like, literally for nothing.
And I think, and that's one of the knocks. Didn't he essentially say, I would love to be here if they could try to be competitive? And they're like, we just really can't spend like that. So,
like, here is taking it. But you'd think they would have gotten something. Hunter Goodman, by the way.
He's their catcher.
Never heard of him.
He's hitting 294.
They have Ryan McMahon, who was supposed to be something, but he's not. They have Brenton Doyle, who was decent last year, but he's sucking this year. They have, boy. Oh, Ezekiel Tovar.
Is he good?
He was supposed to be, but he's not. He's like one of their top prospects. He's hitting 212.
I mean, Goodman by far is their
Chris
is
Bryant
their best player.
Is 6-39 this year.
Nice.
I mean,
well.
When's the last time they had a good pitcher?
He's hitting a robust, that's never. He's hitting a robust 154 with one RBI. I'll look up. I don't like you saying Chris Bryant had one good year.
I'm looking at his numbers. He had maybe two.
No.
Eh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
He had 4.
No, he did not.
He had 4 good years.
No, he didn't.
What are you talking about?
You're an idiot.
275, 26, and 99.
That's okay.
292, 39, and 102.
That's his best year.
272, 13. That's not so good.
It appears they've got a great closer, Zach Agnos.
What?
He's pitched in 8 games, not many closing opportunities. Has a .87 ERA and a .87 whip.
Oh, yeah? He's got a cool mustache, too.
Mm. Nice closer when you win 7 games. But I'll tell you what. My God, once every 30 games when you get to the ninth inning and you need him, he's there to shut the door.
You know, they were a playoff team as recently as 2018.
Is that Matt Holliday?
That would have been Arenado, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it was. No, that I'm thinking of the previous iteration.
Someone saying it's a triple-A roster, That's more like double-A. Oh,
Charlie Blackman. Remember
him? Yeah.
He was good.
Where did he get? Is he still there?
I think he's dead.
I think he's done.
Did he just? Oh, he retired last year, didn't he?
His beard's still playing third base somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Rockies.
A proud organization.
God. It's going to be a long season. Although that is a nice ballpark, I will say.
It's a great ballpark.
Yeah.
If anyone goes to it, I can't imagine anyone does.
I think I think they draw pretty well. They used to draw pretty well if it's nice weather, but this time of year, I don't know.
I'll look and see where they're at.
This time of year, I'm now seeing people do the 999 challenge, which is going to, well, I guess, yeah, still this time of year. It's 9 ski runs, 9 innings of baseball, and 9 holes of golf all on the same day.
This is this nice. Year in the middle of their just absolute suck-titude. They are 18th in the league. They're okay. still getting 26 a night.
Wow.
And that's why they're not investing in the team.
Yeah, exactly.
They're totally fine with that.
People will go.
They're drawing better than Detroit, drawing better than Baltimore, drawing better than Kansas City, certainly better than Miami and Tampa and, you know. Well, to be fair, Tampa has a minor league stadium. So do the Athletics.
All right, coming up next, a Portland staple is closing its doors.
Ah!
It's in the news. Here's Buck.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.